One of the first questions an American college student often gets is, what are you majoring in? Meaning, what academic subject are you spending most of your time studying? A typical answer would be chemistry, pre-law, journalism, sociology, or English. What is not typical is an answer such as keeping it real or grand romantic gestures. That's right, grand romantic gestures. It's an actual course of study at the University of Maryland, but only for Elizabeth Limbarakis. You see, Maryland is one of a growing number of U.S. colleges that allows students to custom design their own majors tailored to their interests. As the New York Times reports, Elizabeth Limbarakis happens to be interested in the study of love. At Wesleyan College, a little more than half of the undergraduate students individualize their majors, as it's called. A number of University of Washington students do, too, after receiving a warning from the university that cooking up your own academic program does not mean you can design a light major just to get an easy degree. Instead, that university makes clear individualized studies are for the intellectually curious, reflective, and highly self-directed students who embrace learning for its own sake. In fact, many colleges require those who invent their own majors to take classes in at least three widely different disciplines. Even the Keeping It Real major at the University of Maryland was a more serious undertaking than it sounds. The Times says it included courses in pop culture and the purity of art because the student was planning an undefined entertainment career. I'm Ted Lanfair.